Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Red Sox front office report brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And it is the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, who joins us this week. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Nice to get on the right side of things with the walk-off win yesterday.
It was. It felt like we've seen that game played, 25 times this season, and unfortunately we've been on the wrong end of it too many times. So, I don't want to paper over some of the other problems that we all saw yesterday, but anytime you have a chance to win a major league game, you need to take advantage of that.
Teams generally have an identity. And so I wanted to ask you this morning, what would you say this team does well?
Yeah, I think we're struggling with that exact question. I can tell you what we came out of spring training wanting to do well. We thought we had a deep lineup that was going to hit the ball out of the park, but we were going to be able to compete in, in two strike counts and push runs aboard. We're going to play clean defense. We were very, very deliberate in trying to improve our defense, especially on the infield. We knew we had a good defensive outfield, and we thought we were going to pitch, and we thought that starting pitching was going to be a real strength of this team. I think we've seen it in glimpses, but we haven't gotten the consistent pitching that we had all hoped for.
I mean, are you basically just like flummoxed? I mean, this team was 500 last year and added Crochet and Bregman and a legit closer, and are somehow currently much worse.
Yeah, and we are constantly asking questions around what we need to do, what we can do better, how we create an identity to this team. For every starting pitcher that has shown improvement this year, and Crochet obviously leads that list, there are some guys that have been inconsistent and struggled. And, Bregman, before he got hurt, was everything we could have asked. Abreu got off to a really hot start. Raffy has been productive in the middle of the lineup as we had expected, but then they're losing Tristan for the season, and guys that haven't really found their stride yet have also plagued us. So I feel like for every opportunity to say this guy's giving us a little bit more than we thought, unfortunately there's someone so far whose performance has been inconsistent.
Craig, when you look at where you are in this situation, you could potentially be out of it by the All-Star break. Cora says he doesn't know what to do or how to change things. Is there a possibility, with everything being on the table, that you guys might make a managerial change if things don't get better?
We're always going to be anchored to what is best for the team. And we have a lot of confidence in Alex as the leader of this group. He's won in Boston as a player. He's won in Boston as a manager. We have conversations daily about everything that we can do to get us back on track. That's where our focus is, and that's where it will remain.
Do you have full confidence that he has what it takes to turn this season around?
I do. And when a team is struggling like we are and is falling short of the lofty expectations that we had set for ourselves, that fans had set for us, I think we all feel a sense of responsibility and accountability, but we've got to figure this out. And that's where we're spending all of our time right now.
Do you have accountability to maybe reevaluate the analytics you're using? Maybe it's not working in the way that you had hoped. Have you, especially with Driveline, the offense, anything about what you have done that you feel like the front office needs to change in terms of the information you're having Cora synthesize in game?
Constantly. I think we are and have to be constantly asking the same questions about our tools and models and information and philosophies. A real challenge is trying to understand whether you are not executing the plan that you have in place successfully or you have the wrong plan. But I don't think, given what is happening on the field, any of us is in a position to say that we've got everything figured out. And that is true on the development side. It's true with our big league team.
Curtis brought up the Driveline approach to player development. With this team leading the league in strikeouts with runners in scoring position, is it time to reassess that and flip the switch there?
Well, like I said, we're constantly reassessing. But if I were to say to you, well, what is the Driveline approach, and what part of that is try to ensure that with two strikes you're not putting the ball in play, especially with runners in scoring position? Like, what would be the answer to that? I think there's probably a mischaracterization around what exactly that means. So, would love.
I'm glad you're here to clear it up. I mean, I think if there's a misperception, it exists because you've intentionally gone out and hired everybody from the organization. And so we assume that that's approach when it comes to the hitting development of young players. If it's not, correct me.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, this approach is spoken about like it's the boogeyman, but if I were to say, the approach that we have to teaching offense is to say, hey, we've got to start with making great swing decisions, right? We've got to understand the pitches that we need to swing at. When we swing at them, we need to put them in play. And when we put them in play, we want to hit the ball hard enough that it matters. And when we get to two strikes, we need to compete like all hell to put the ball in play, especially when we have runners in scoring position. Is that something that you would say sounds like, kind of we've got the wrong approach here, or misunderstanding, around what's important? I think we need our hitters to be extremely competitive in the box. We also need them to understand, what type of balls in play tend to produce runs. And that's the approach that we've got.
Craig, if we could go back and look at pitching from Tuesday, taking Chapman out after eight pitches, what was the reason behind that?
We're trying to make sure that we're monitoring our reliever workloads, and obviously our bullpen they've been ridden pretty hard, over the last couple of weeks as the starting pitching hasn't consistently pitched deep into games. And, Chapman is a guy who hasn't gone back out for a second inning, in quite some time, and we want to make sure that we have him fresh and available to help us as win as many games as we can this year.
Craig, have you reevaluated the approach in terms of whether it's workload for Crochet or in-game strategy, considering you're now 30-34 and the season could spiral? So do you have to reevaluate just the day-to-day approach because of where you find yourself in the standings?
I think we do. I think we want to balance the information that we have available to us each day that could affect that night's game with keeping one eye at least on the longer term. And we saw with Crochet, obviously, he had the shortened start against New York based on some information that we had available to us. And the other side of that was being able to push him in a game against Atlanta deeper than he had previously. And that's the balance. I think it's imperfect, and all of these decisions, they warrant questioning. But whether it's me or Alex or anybody else, we're making the best decisions that we can with the information that we have in front of us.
Craig, a little, help or insight? Dial up the suicide squeeze, especially when you got speedsters on third base. Maybe you bring that. Maybe you bring that back. But the question
that's from an all city catcher. By
yeah,
the way.
All city catcher.
Jermaine Wiggins
puts a lot of pressure on the pitcher and catcher, especially with your speedsters. And you guys have a lot of speed.
Wiggy was great at blocking the plate, if you know what I mean.
But the one question I have as a former player who's been on teams that weren't very good. How do you make sure that these guys aren't mentally checking out because they see there's really no light at the end of the tunnel, or that light is starting to fade when you're talking about making the postseason?
Yeah, there's a certain level of pride and competitiveness that anybody who plays for the Red Sox and puts the Red Sox jersey on to hold, and that pride needs to prevent anyone from giving up, from kind of throwing in the towel on a season that in reality is still early, not early enough that we should be making excuses or think that things are going to turn around without kind of taking consequential steps to make sure that happens. But to play in the major leagues is a privilege. To put on this uniform is a privilege, and we need to hold our players accountable. They need to hold us accountable, and they need to hold each other accountable to make sure that doesn't happen.
Nesson removed the footage, so I can't watch it and figure it out. Just from your perspective, what happened yesterday with Jose Flores and Tyler Anderson?
Yeah, that's a situation where when emotions are running high and there's probably frustration boiling over, that adults kind of got into a heated conversation. I think best probably to leave it at that and know that both sides have moved on.
Why was the video removed on social media, or do you not know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have much insight or control over that.
When it comes to videos online, there were videos of Devers taking grounders at shortstop. We were all kind of scratching our head about that. Do you know why he was doing that?
So he's taken ground balls typically at third once a week, a couple times a week, just to get out there and be around the team and keep moving. Why he chose to move over a little bit to shortstop, I'm not totally sure, but I would not read too much into that.
Alex Cora said last week, I don't know the exact day, that, quote, Devers is not having it, unquote, when it comes to playing the field. How frustrating has this been for you, given the injuries that have built up and his apparent lack of a desire to try and jump in?
Yeah, there's frustration over a lot of things, most notably just not winning enough games and trying to do everything that we possibly can to put the team in a position to win more games. These decisions they're never simple, and the conversations are ongoing. And I understand that we're dealing with humans and all of the things that come along with that, but we'll continue to have conversations, and make sure that those are ongoing. Because again, any time we have a chance to do something that we think helps the team, I just have to remain anchored to that.
But does it frustrate you that he doesn't want to do something that would help the team?
I think best to keep that opinion to myself and in conversation between Rafi and me, or Rafi and the team. And probably instead would shift the focus to the fact that Rafi is finding a way to contribute to this team, right? He's doing it by hitting in the middle of the order. But if there's an opportunity to help this team in other ways, I'm going to remain anchored to trying to push that.
mandatory Roman Anthony question of the week. When?
Yeah, and it's a very fair question to ask. You know, the decision-making criteria haven't really changed, which is, you know, when is it best for Roman? When is it best for the team? And I understand that we're not winning as many games as we should be, and, you know, at times the lineup is struggling. But also, we need to make sure that there is a very clear runway for Roman to come up and contribute. And we have to balance what that looks like with the number of moving pieces required to get us there.
Craig, it seems like that you and Cora are kind of on the same page to a certain extent, and that's most, you know, GMs and head coaches. But at the end of the day, there has to be a final decision maker when you guys don't see eye to eye. Is that you or is that Cora when it comes to bringing guys up or maybe guys playing a certain position? Who's the final decision maker?
Yeah, Alex and I have really productive conversations about these things all of the time. Ultimately, as it relates to transactions and you know, who the 26 guys are on our roster, you know, the final decision making authority lies with me. But I feel like if I'm doing this job well, decisions are not made because I say so, but because we have passionate debates and conversations around what's best for the team, and then we pick a direction and we all commit to it.
All right, Craig, thank you as always for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
For sure, thank you.
All right, that is Craig Breslow. Any nuggets?
Maybe we got some suicide squeeze.
No, Wiggy, Edward R. Murrow, Wiggy, that answer, boy, when you said Cora's job, when you asked about Cora's job, and it wasn't an immediate, boy. Well done, Wiggs.
Well, I mean, they say that everything's on the table, right? You know,
that's not something that Theo would have said about Terry Francona.
But then at the end of the answer, he said, we have all the faith in Alex Cora. Right. He won here as a player. He won here as a manager.
Because he went to Yale. He can back end it the way he wants, but
because
you
have to look at, like, I mean, I know there's been whispers about Jaren Duran and where the direction of the team when the team's not playing well. Like, those questions come up. And I know we had Kevin Millar on talking about Alex Cora is a really good manager. But your team has struggled on the Cora for the past 3 or 4 years. And now they're really struggling, especially when the expectations of this team were fighting for a division, making the postseason. There has to be conversations about, is the manager the right guy?
Well, the manager himself was questioning it. I think it's, and Greg, one other big takeaway for me, I don't want to take all the nuggets, but they're good. I will say he was far more emotionally defensive of Driveline than he was of the manager of the team.
He's a big fan of the Driveline guys, Curtis. They're not going anywhere.
Like the proprietary measures that you think Driveline says about runners and scoring position? Like, no, Craig, I don't know their propaganda videos. Like, you just suck at the plate in key spots.
And your team
what do you want me to say? No, I don't know the algorithm utilized by the nerds that are coaching your offensive players.
No, but the results are you are the worst in the entire league in advancing a runner.
Right.
Right.
And they have
you lead the league in K's when you got runners in scoring position. That's why you can't get a run to win a one-run tie or win a one-run baseball game, Craig.
Right. And the team is built with a lot of these guys on speed. I'm telling you, dust off the suicide. It's a great play with guys on third base, I'm telling you. And it's easier to lay down a bunt.
Yeah.
All right.
The suicide squeeze was almost what happened to Mrs. Wiggins when you rolled over on her arm recently.
It's a great play. It's a great one.
We're going to play your Hill Notes back, the very best ones coming up. Before we head to Maine for roadshow number 4, we're like getting close to halfway through the roadshow season.
Right.
And I cannot wait to get to my adopted home continent of Maine. Courtney's going to be up there and on the beach by what, 11:30 or something?
Hopefully,
like that?
So, yeah.
Beautiful day for
you. You said yep. Biddeford meet and greet.
I'm not. I'm not going to be posting my location.
Little chicken salad, Sandy, for you from the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery.
Absolutely.
Thirst trap beach photo.
No. I won't be doing a thirst trap.
No. Why not?
Well, because I wanna just enjoy the beach day. Like, I wanna read. I don't want.
What's your book of choice these days?
I am reading The Wedding People that was gifted to me at Ocean Cliff because it's supposed to take place at Ocean Cliff. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to read that.
Very nice.
A nice beach read.
And then we will see you all tonight at the Cowbell, which is at Rock Row in Westbrook. 7 o'clock start tonight for the Miller Lite pregame. It is Miller Time New England, and Miller presenting every single roadshow this roadshow season. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins are welcoming home Marco Sturm as their 30th head coach.
Oh, Sturm, big announcement.
Yep,
all right.
Big announcement. He served as the head coach of the AHL's Ontario Reign for the last 3 seasons.
I liked a lot of his puck work with the Ontario Reign. I think it's really going to be
good. I wonder what
here.
His philosophy is.
Yeah. The Red Sox don't get swept. They beat the Angels in the series finale, 11-9 the final, thanks to a walk-off homer by Rafaela. Weird scene before the game as Sox first base infield coach Jose Flores and Angels lefty Tyler Anderson got into it near home plate during pregame warmups. Craig Breslow has no idea why that video was scrubbed from the Nesson account. The guys off today before taking on the Yankees tomorrow. The Stanley Cup Finals started last night, and the Oilers strike first at home despite a nice goal from Marshy. We got extra hockey with this one going into overtime. Final score 4-3. And the NBA Finals start tonight. The Pacers and Thunder tip at 8:30 in OKC. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh, big savings are sizzling at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up value pack beef T-bone or New York strip steak or lamb loin chop bone-in for just $7.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We have Hill Notes coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Boston Bruins have a new head coach, Marco Sturm, who spent 5 years here as a Boston Bruin. He was a part of the deal that sent Joe Thornton to the San Jose Sharks and was the, I believe, Wiggy, the most productive German player ever in the league until the arrival of Leon Draisaitl, who got the overtime winner last night. So you can talk about that selection by the Boston Bruins all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up in just about a half an hour. So we can head off to Maine for the fourth road show, and we will be at the Brunswick tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, out on the back deck on the water. Curtis, weather-wise, got Jackson, can we open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window, please, and let Curtis poke his head out if he could? Curtis, what do we got for weather for today, road show, Saturday, and cornhole, all of that?
Well, Courtney, it's already a hot one. Yes. At Old Orchard Beach, it feels like 77.
Mm.
It's going to be heading into the 80s. Gorgeous sunshine at Old Orchard Beach. Locally here, it's going to be just hot as balls. So 91 degrees.
Okay.
Tomorrow at OOB, it is going to be just a cloudy, fine morning, mid-60s to 70. And then for the Greg Hill Show cornhole tournament, about 3/10 of an inch of rain over the course of the morning. So not okay. A soaker.
Not so bad.
No.
And a very special live Ken and Curtis show on Saturday at the Brunswick. So hopefully you'll stop by and take part in that. And we will see you there. We'll see you tonight at the Cowbell, tomorrow at the Brunswick, and Saturday at the Brunswick for the Beach Cornhole Tournament.
What's your favorite GM vehicle?
I like the Pontiac.
Me too.
It really is my favorite.
Nothing better than a GTO Pontiac convertible.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. That's it. From Window World of Boston, go to windowworldofboston.com, and they bring you the weather with our weather smoke every day on this show. Let's see. Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Listen to you guys on the overnight shift. Thank you guys for getting me through the night. Greg, Courtney, Wiggy, Curtis, Scheim, I am forever in your debt.
Oh, that's really nice.
Very nice.
Appreciate it.
It's a plant.
Usually there's some kind of a shot at the end.
Yeah, to somebody
directed at one of us, but
yes. I edited it.
I appreciate that.
Wow, what a big shock. Wiggy is a big proponent of natural grass. Who saw that coming?
It is.
That and the big proponent today of the suicide squeeze.
Love the suicide squeeze.
Yeah.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Major League. Mm-hmm. I think Wesley Snipes' character's
Willie
name?
Mays Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes. Didn't he steal home off of a suicide squeeze?
Sure did.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, what they call it when you get into that Porsche.
Yes. Very tight. Once going up and down. Getting in, it's comfortable.
Good show today, Greg.
Yeah. Thank you.
The only thing that sucked was the Ruben promo.
Jackson here with another Life Jack. This one's geared specifically towards Greg Hill in regards to tomorrow's show. When the eventual flub, miscue, or lead-in with loaded with explicit lyrics takes place, remember who's really at fault. Scheim, before you go all scary Greg on someone, take a deep breath and picture me in Costco, Winnie the Pooh style, wearing a lady's blouse, covered in Ben and Jerry's ice cream, fumbling through cotton swabs. And remind yourself, whose fault is it? The guy who's working shorthanded? Or the guy who took such an important day off to share his horrific golf game with the state of Michigan?
Yeah, you're right. Scheim's fault. But Jackson, you'll be on your game tomorrow, I'm sure.
I will be on my game.
You a little bit off it today. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, coming in the middle of the game is a little bit weird for me. I'm a starter.
Yeah. Well, oversleep or what happened this morning?
Overslept a little bit, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
Well, it happens.
It happens.
My favorite is that Jackson's here. It's the first break. And he's like, you got any rejoin ideas? I've already lost Craig.
Yeah, first break. Yep, I knew I lost you.
Yeah. You came in hot with the Proclaimers for some bizarre reason.
You know what? I heard somebody on left a Hill note yesterday, and for some reason, Shime cut it out, but it was a guy singing a parody to that song, and I love that song.
Okay.
So it just reminded me.
All that matters.
It's about you.
Right.
Well, no, that's great. It had 55 million views on YouTube. It's a pretty big song.
So is Rafi.
Proclaimers. Yeah.
Shime, lie to your wife, not your friends. There's no way you're a 15-9 handicap. I've literally shot the 70s before. I'm currently a 15-1. I've seen you swing before. Whew. Stop lying, bud.
You know what I first thought of when we were having the handicap conversation?
Yeah.
Courtney and her scoop being right about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The ease with which he lied about that.
Oh, my God.
Like you're not going to spend $50. How much money do you think Shime spends on his golf attire every year?
I would guess he has never, I can't see him shooting 87 once in his life. Never mind, that's his handicap and that's what he shoots. I like on the reg, 80, the guy is, if he's under a buck, it's a good day for him. He's
definitely
atrocious.
And his poor brother Kyle has gone silent on me, which
really
makes me think that Shime was mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So
gone
it would have just been a big joke at the end.
Snitches get stitches. Wiggy says that all the time.
You already know.
Brother shouldn't have narked him out for having 12 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
If you are a golfer in a golf league, a prerequisite is to have your handicap.
Yeah, they may, like, probably they're not that, like, hard OS.
Do you know anybody that golfs more than 4 to 5 times a month that doesn't know their handicap?
No.
All right.
Oh, okay. I don't.
Have you ever heard of that comedian, Dennis Millar? Oh, wait, his name is Dennis Miller. That's right. But anyway, however many times Coco pronounces things wrong, it doesn't matter because she can never stink as much as Shime.
Thank you.
There it is.
Yeah, it was going too fast. It's my fault.
Yeah, it's all right. Kevin Miller played for the Bruins.
No, I
That's
know.
Probably what you were thinking about.
No, it would just, it slipped out. I corrected myself. Yeah. But
Courtney, very easy. Road shows brought to you by Miller Lite.
No, right. I know. But I know who Kevin Millar is, and I know who Kevin Miller is. I know the difference. I went into the back room, and I said to Curtis, I'm going to be thinking about it all day now.
Oh, don't. Please.
And at the end of his interview, he said, okay, thanks, boys. And I said, I deserve that.
Great interview. Kevin Millar is a great interview.
Awesome.
That was awesome this morning. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app.
A little biased to Cora because he showered with him before.
Yeah,
so
he did shower with Alex Cora.
Yeah, he's a little biased.
Yes, he did. He's a shower buddy.
He's like, Cora's a great manager. I showered with the guy.
I showered with
him. Great player.
Right.
Well, I don't think he was biased. I mean, he said the exact opposite of what you believe.
Right.
With regard to holding Alex Cora responsible, but he also said something you've said many times, which is that the manager basically has nothing to do with what goes on in a game until you're going to the bullpen or whatever, 7th, 8th, 9th.
So why even spend $7 million on a manager? He's what was he say? Was it Frank Kona? He was like, yeah, as long as he doesn't get in the way, we're going to win games. So I guess the manager
is
whatever.
Hey, Greg. This is Courtney, the news queen. My favorite words are Arriba, Arriba, and Amoeba, Amoeba. Wait, is it Amoeba, Amoeba? I don't know.
Yep, I deserve it.
I think people know what you meant.
Of course. Yeah.
That's the thing with this.
And I just want everybody to know, I hear when other people misspeak, I don't put it out.
That's nice
that
of
true.
You.
Yeah.
And it happens.
It's called class.
And I would get, and I understand you with the Pontiac because you really don't
I don't think I've ever been in a Pontiac in my life.
Yeah, you don't see those cars no more.
No.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, so I can get it.
Not a very popular car.
Well, back in the day, you know, the GTO was very popular.
Arriba, Arriba. Thank you, Jackson.
Yeah. It's in the GM family, with the Buick.
Right.
So not a very popular car.
Do they still make them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, honestly, when I was a kid, the car I wanted that would have died for, Wiggy, was the Grand National, the Buick Grand National.
Oh, yes.
That thing was sick.
Yes, the Grand National.
Oh, my God. I always wanted one of those.
Or its twin, the Monte Carlo with the T-tops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then there was the Regal, because remember, all those cars kind of looked the same, the Grand National, the Monte Carlo.
But the Grand National had like a V90 or something like that.
Yeah,
like
that was a nice car.
589 V18 or something like that.
Yep, there it is right there, man. That thing is
right there?
Clean.
Imagine me in that thing driving around Stowe in my 20s.
That thing is clean right there. That is a beautiful car.
They would have definitely pulled you over in that car for weed.
Yeah, that is a nice car right there.
Great job by Mitch getting that.
I mean, Kevin Millar had me ready to run through a wall in this interview, right until the part where he said, "I showered with Alex Cora." I mean, hey, dude, whatever floats your boat, but, you know, do we really need to know that?
Yeah, no, it was kind of interesting the way he said it. But right. I think you know what he meant.
Yeah, right? he knows the guy well.
Right. He played with him. Yeah. Pause.
Oh, my God.
We all know the real reason why Courtney's going up to Maine early today to get a head start on weighing the whale Panoose.
Free hugs tonight?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Okay. And I feel better. So I don't think I'll be getting anybody sick. I hope I didn't get anybody sick last weekend.
All right, good.
Santo not coming, but.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then will you stay out for the whole game or first half?
Probably not.
What's your plan? Okay.
I don't know. I'll be playing it by ear.
Okay. You have your pick of rooms in the shack, whatever you want. You go wherever you want.
Thank you. I know exactly which room I'll go to. I'll have my stuff put away.
I see.
I will try to film a get ready with me tomorrow morning. I hope not to wake anybody else up.
Hey,
the house.
Guys.
Yeah.
Get ready with me for tonight's gala.
It'll be much better, Courtney, if you can hear Greg snoring in the background.
Oh, how can you not?
Yeah, so you're not going to be there, Curtis?
I am not.
So if Greg, God forbid, oversleeps, I am the sole person that's responsible for knocking on the door?
That is correct.
I think Amen Corner will be at the shack.
They sleep in the basement, though.
I think Griff will be in the shack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations to Griff, by the way.
Yes. Engaged.
Yeah.
Well done.
He's bringing the little lady to the shack tonight.
Oh, all love right. Shack.
Oh, really?
Good job, Griff.
Ooh.
And then there's a rejoin for tomorrow, Jack.
Curtis, I'm throwing a BBQ tomorrow night for you and your family and Ken and his family and whoever else wants to come.
Love it.
So, party at the shack
tomorrow
night. Don't tell Jen Hill.
What in the Happy Gilmore golf is going on here? Whose bright idea was it to allow Shime to go travel and play with clients? Come on now. That's just going to make this station look ridiculous. Shankum Shime. Come on now.
No, Shime is out there schmoozing with the clients.
Yeah.
So, and taking in some great Michigan golf.
And then it shows that you don't have to be good to really love and play golf.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can just get out there and enjoy the golf course.
Do you think he's worried? Or is the pressure going to get to him again with
I mean, it's a great question. Do you think that when they chose him as their endorser, that they knew what his golf game was like? Or
No, they only went off what he said, and unfortunately, that was proven quite wrong.
Is it double jeopardy if it's false advertising in advertising?
Pontiac, Coco, it's all the same. I feel you. I'm the same age as you. But you know what? At the end of the day, Shime still stinks. I will see you guys tonight.
Two of them.
I get it.
Do we think that we're seeing Worm tonight or tomorrow? Worm actually sent me an email to Local Legends GHS. Reminder, if you've got photos, please send them my way. And it was a photo of him waking up in his car at 5:30 a.m. outside the Lobster Bar on Friday morning. So it seems like he didn't even get a hotel room or go home. He just slept in his car.
Gross.
Well, it takes all kinds. Great thing about this audience.
If Worm's around, I don't feel well.
It was a year ago at the Brunswick where we first met Worm.
So he should be there. It's a stomping ground,
I'm sure
he will
be there again.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry that the green line's going to be down, but like Kevin said, grab your private parts and dig in.
He did say that also. Yeah. Kevin Millar.
It's a lot of catchphrases. Something about a little rabbit. Right. He had mentioned rabbits.
Tickle the rabbit.
Tickle the rabbit, whatever that meant.
I never heard that
Was that in the shower?
Fish eyeing. Yeah. That was another. Yeah, you know, we got to be able to fish eye guys.
Well, the man was known for Cowboy Up. Yeah. So he's always trying to launch a new catchphrase. Right.
And we should have asked him about the bagpipes because he's living in Texas. You know, do they do play the bagpipes at the public parks?
We don't give Francona enough credit. Manny and then the gas bags of Schilling and Millar. Like,
yeah. I didn't know Manny missed the whole series.
Me either.
Completely forgot.
He didn't show up for a Yankee series.
Like, wait a second.
Nobody knew where he was. Or it seemed like Kevin Millar found him at the Four Seasons or something. Is that where he was? Yeah,
Manny didn't know what city they were in. He's like, well, where the ballpark? Where are we, Chicago?
Hey, Hillman, did you just say you're allowed to hang one thing on the wall at home? Whew. I'm guessing that would be your nuts.
Yeah.
You got the bathroom, the spare bathroom.
Very happy, though. The place looks, you should see the feng shui in the new bedroom.
Ooh. Feng
shui. Mm-hmm. It's through the roof.
Is it?
We got whole new comforter, quilt, duvet colored pillows.
Nice.
Like, I mean, it's just beautiful. I would never think of these kinds of things.
Do you have your feet facing the door?
Yeah.
Okay, that's important.
That's
feng shui.
You're supposed to have that?
Isn't it feng shui?
Feng shui.
I think it's feng. But
I have no idea.
Fung.
I thought it was feng. But what do you mean your feet facing the door when you sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to have that.
I guess it depends. I never knew that. I always thought about the way the room was set up.
Yeah. It's a beach look.
All right.
Ooh. So, like a nautical theme, if you will?
A nautical beach theme of the bedroom. So the rug is I don't know what the material is.
Yeah, it's rattan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that baby. Took a long time to find it, but made a completely different room with that rug.
Yeah, I do think that maybe on the socials, if you are up to it, maybe we do a crib-style tour once you're all settled.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
I nominate Kevin Millar for a weekly guest. Come on, Ken, pay that man his money. I would listen. I'm going back to listen to it again right now because he's so fascinating to listen to. Kevin Millar on the weekly. Let's do it.
Yeah, the guy's awesome.
And money. He knows his baseball, too.
He is money.
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder for the Pats. I remember distinctly Wiggy dancing to the song Getting Jiggy With It. Every time I hear that, I think of Wiggy. You got the dance moves.
All right, that's for Michael Rubin. So for my invite, he's got to make sure I'm like, you know, clearly I'm nowhere near the celebrities that he invites, but I have to be on the spectrum somewhere, you know.
Is that it, Jackson?
That'll do it for Hill Notes.
Okay. Great job, everybody.
Hill Notes, Jack.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Curtis nailed it. It is based on the text messages. It is feng shui, what? Not feng shui.
Well, I actually nailed it. Curtis co-signed on it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's a take stealer.
No, that's all cool.
Don't tell Fitzy. Okay.
Curtis was like, yeah, it is feng shui. Okay. You guys were saying fang shui.
It is feng shui.
No.
The term feng shui, right. Wind, water, fluid, but it's how to arrange your...
It's pronounced feng.
Right.
Okay.
Even though it's
spelled fang.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, right.
General Gauss is T-S-A-O.
Yes. Even though it's...
Okay.
Yeah. Feng.
Oftentimes the T is silent, like in Pontiac.
Yes.
Yeah, well, right. There's Pontiac. No T in feng shui. tomato, I guess.
That is correct, yes.
There's two T's in tomato.
All right, well, we got to go. Can't wait to see you tonight. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Good show tomorrow at the Brunswick. We'll have guest leads, a special main edition of Truth or Fraudulence with Jermaine Wiggins. 7 o'clock tonight, cowbell for pregame. See you there. Bye. Now the time has come for
leaving. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.